Here we are, Spencer, yes, at Musgrave Park, and I'm with one of the official spokespersons here for the Tent Embassy, Wayne Coco Wharton. Wayne, there have been, I suppose it might be a bit of an understanding or a misunderstanding between people. What's really going on? What is your understanding about the presence of the Tent Embassy here during Panieri?
Well, what our understanding is that we've been working closely with council representatives, Luke Bell and two of his other town planners, and we've been working on the basis of an official park management plan, the same as what exists in Canberra with the embassy down there. Now, we've been working through this process for the last 3 weeks. We've had a number of meetings. The last meeting, the council representatives were to go back to council and then come back to us and have discussions and further develop the plan. We've also had discussions with the Panieri committee. We've delivered letters to the Greek community. And their spokesman for the Greek community, the Panieri Committee, young Chris, I forget his first name, but he's agreed that he can't see any problem with the embassy and the Panieri Committee actually going ahead. We've actually got talks where he's approached the embassy to actually do the opening and the welcome to country for the official opening of the Panieri, and also participate in a Greek translation of that opening.
So what seems to be the problem? Why is there this talk of eviction and people having to move on? What's really going on here, Wayne?
This has only come about since Quirk has come in as the official after the elections, after the local government elections. He's come in and he's called in, he's handpicked a group of so-called elders around the community and handpicked those and brought them into a private meeting into the council. He ignored his own workers, the representatives he's been sending over here, and he's actually got to the stage where he's come into the park uninvited on Saturday and issued a number of statements to the people here. Our representatives didn't take part in the process. We told him that basically he was being disrespectful to his representatives that had been working on the park management plan with us, and also the Panieri, and also the State Fire Brigade group that's got it booked. All these groups that have got it booked, we've already had discussions, we've worked on management plans with them, and we've developed those plans quite to a long stage until Quirk come in. Tried his tactics with handpicking a few elders and basically not splitting the community, because the elders some of these elders have never been in the park in their life. Never been in the park, never been involved in a protest, never been involved in any campaigns.
So where do we go from here? We've got you're the spokesperson for the Tent Embassy.
Yeah.
You've got the unofficial spokespeople, I suppose you'd say, with the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was an eviction order given at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. You've got the festival on its way. Mm. What are you going to do?
Well, basically, we've still put our invite out, and we're still going along as business as usual. I don't know what capacity the mayor came here on Saturday, and I don't know what capacity the eviction notice is, because basically, we've still got the right to appeal that eviction notice. We've got any number of avenues under the common law, but we've got a number of avenues under the breaches of sovereign law that we want to exercise it too. And this is what we're all... People are forgetting about this. This is not a camp of squatters. These are sovereign people. These are people that are exercising their sovereign right. And now this process will go through the courts, and we will take it up once people start, I guess, the ball rolling. And this is what Quirk has done. He's pushed the button, and now the process starts of testing which law is appropriate, which law is lying. And basically, in the meantime, saying that is that we still want to work with the Panieri Committee, we still want to work with the Fire Committee, and we still want to work with the Musgrave Park Aboriginal Family Fund Day Committee. And you'd think that with the Aboriginal Family Fund Day that they invite something like 100 different organisations to put up tents in this park, and they're telling us, the Aboriginal Embassy, to pull our tents down.
So in the meantime, you've been asked, or it's said that the mayor wants you to move about 300 metres up the hill. Is that going
to
happen?
Well, he's asked us to move to an area that's been designated for an Aboriginal cultural centre. And but the state government is yet to do anything. The local government is willing to do anything. We're basically saying that this is no longer a park situation. The fire, the actual fire that was lit down there in the fireplace is actually listed and is under the Cultural Heritage Act. And this is state government legislation. This is state laws that people are prosecuted for interfering with Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander cultural heritage. Now, this is what why we went through the process of dealing with Quirk's employees to make sure that the council dotted all its I's and crossed its T's. But someone's jumped the gun and actually looking like putting a bucket of water on the fire.
Good on you, Wayne. Thanks so much for that.
No worries, bud.